We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, delightful viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 66 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on See It Sad. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bouye on Medium Network Service, MNS. Channel 23 in Kumba on Siat Kumba. In Bogota, Colombia, in Bella Vista, Nor Occidental, La Estrada, La Estrellita, Ciudad Honda, and Bosque Popular. Channel 16 on Parabolica, Bella Vista. In Villamayor, in Aladaños, Channel 44 in Villa Vision de Villamayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Eso Parabolica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad in Gativa, UPZ, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Teleboyaca Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemurisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Nueva, San Francisco, Navrizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, La Celera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Unidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Lite Mar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanacion, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanu. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on Ateuba, La Estancia. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Paraguay, in Bayeme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Intacua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tepiraquai Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Ascension, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. And Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. And Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. in Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable, in Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV, in Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, and Channel 95 on Yongja Lua Cable TV and Global View Cable TV, in Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV, in Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV, in Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV, in Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, in Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Minchong Cable TV, in Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tungtai Cable TV, and in Chai County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV, and in Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Daiyang Cable TV, in Chai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company, in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Toliu Township on Jialian Cable TV, and Channel 108 in Yunchan Township on Daikon Cable TV. In Mongolian Hope Province, Channel 21 on Hanalte Cable TV. In Iridanet City, Channel 26 on Chatinger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Kimori Cable TV. In Supatur, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mimi Mongols. In Dahun Ul Province, Channel 8 on Dahun Broadcasting System. Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Bayanzur, Kanul District, Channel 25 on Kimori Cable TV. In Hotulshan, 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Underhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sandbird Company. In Sunshan City in Dornahab Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell. And in Hamburg on Billy Tell using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Formosa or Taiwan launches the Lamp for Africa project in Burkina Faso. In Veg News, an American family celebrates a birthday by adopting the plant-based diet for a month. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 17th, is the Independence Day of Iceland, observing its achievement of autonomy in 1944. Situated in northern Europe between the Greenland Sea and the North Atlantic Ocean, it is an island nation known for its sagas of historical heroes. It is also home to several national parks, including the Þingvellir National Park, a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. Located there are remnants of the Althing. Founded and first convened in 930, it is an open-air parliament and the oldest assembly in Europe. May the lovely people of Iceland have a fine Independence Day.
Today is also the World Day to Combat Desertification and Drought. Observed since 1995, it recognizes the adoption of the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification on June 17, 1994. This year's theme, Enhancing Soils Anywhere Enhances Life Everywhere, highlights the importance of maintaining healthy soils for the well-being of ecosystems. Seminars, informative exhibits, public processions, and workshops are just some of the events taking place around the globe to call attention to this urgent concern. May all citizens take a most important step to preserve our glorious ecosphere by adopting the low emissions vegan lifestyle today.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association's relief news from Hungary. Starting in mid-May, the northeastern region of Hungary was struck with its worst flooding in over 30 years, costing at least one life and affecting more than 24,000 residents. With 140 homes that collapsed, some 4,000 people were evacuated and 50,000 people were left without safe drinking water across 26 villages.
Conveying her deep condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our local association members go to see if any help was needed, saying that financial aid was available.
Covering their own expenses, our association members travelled to Shayolad and Karam, two of the most affected regions near the Hanad and Shayo rivers. First visiting Karam village, which had been isolated one day prior to their arrival, they brought vegan food supplies for the residents. Karam's mayor, Yablonka Bertalan, expressed his gratitude for the much-needed assistance being provided to affected people in the region.
Most borzalmas nagy árvíz volt, ilyen ár még nem volt. A településünk mint egy félsziget úgy nézett ki. Jó néven vettük a Ching Hai Egyesület bejelentkezését, hogy segíti a településünket. Megkerestek minket azzal, hogy a településünkön ilyen adományokat oszthatunk. Ezt szeretném megköszönni a Ching Hai mesternek is, hogy ezt részünkre biztosította.
With the help of local volunteers, association members also distributed around 500 hot vegan meals and sweets to the people in Shayolad, in addition to providing vegan dog food for their companions. Throughout the relief work, the relief team was touched by the victims' support for each other and determination to rebuild their lives. Meanwhile, the recipients expressed their delight and thankfulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's aid.
Köszönöm szépen a Ching Hai mesternek az ételt.
Many thanks all governments and rescue personnel for your caring assistance. We also appreciate Supreme Master Ching Hai's kind-hearted concern and the diligent endeavours of our association's relief team. Wishing the affected residents a smooth return to fulfilling day-to-day lives as we strive to adopt lifestyles that bring greater balance to our planet.
Bangladeshi and Burmese people lose lives to floods, landslides. A major tropical storm in the Bay of Bengal brought heavy rain, landslides and flooding on Tuesday, June 15th, to regions of Bangladesh and neighbouring Myanmar, also known as Burma, where at least 70 people in both countries have succumbed, with dozens missing as houses were found buried and local officials stated that water-submerged roads were impending rescue efforts. Almost 250 millimetres of rainfall were recorded over a 24-hour period in Bangladesh's Teknaf area, where residents in Cox's Bazar district and tens of thousands of Rohingya refugees were affected. The United Nations reported that attempts were being made in some of the worst stricken regions to provide evacuees with shelter materials and to begin repairs in the refugee camps.
Conveying her deep condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our association members see and to report if help is needed, saying that if it is not possible to go themselves, funds are available to send to an aid organization already working there. We are grateful for the efforts of all officials and aid personnel in bringing help to the storm afflicted. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her attentive care.
Our sympathies to the families of lost loved ones as we pray for the protection of the Burmese and Bangladeshi people and that weather patterns may soon be calmed through our gentler stewardship of the environment.
Residents succumbed to flash floods in southern France. Rains that brought 180 millimetres of precipitation in just 12 hours and raised river levels by up to 8 feet, deluging France's south Côte d'Azur region on Tuesday, June 15, have claimed at least 20 lives, with 10 people still missing. Travel was disrupted and 300 passengers were trapped on a high-speed train en route from Nice to Lille that was halted by the conditions. Helicopters and over 1,000 rescuers rushed to areas such as the hard-hit Draguignan in the Var region, where people were stranded in vehicles, homes or on rooftops as they fled seeking safety from the roaring floodwaters, which rose several metres in a few minutes' time. Meanwhile, emergency utility crews worked to restore power for some 200,000 homes. An interior minister, Brice Hortefeux, was scheduled to visit the area to assess the damage.
We thank Interior Minister Hotefa and all the courageous emergency personnel for your swift and tireless actions to help the flood afflicted. Our sincere sympathies for the lives lost, and we pray for the smooth resuming of residents' regular lives as our kinder actions help ease such traumatic events as these.
Indonesia rocked by deadly series of quakes. On Wednesday, June 16th, a 7.0 magnitude earthquake 198 kilometres off the coast of Papua Province on the island of New Guinea was followed by a series of powerful aftershocks measuring as high as 6.4 on the Richter scale. Over 20 houses collapsed in Yapen District's town of Serui, leading to the sparking of more than 7 fires. Police spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Wachono reported that 2 people had been found in the rubble and searches continued for other missing people.
Earlier that day, at least one life was lost and many others injured when a 5.3 magnitude quake occurred on the island of Sulawesi. District officials reported that they were providing medical assistance as well as building shelters and emergency kitchens. Our appreciation all Indonesian government personnel and rescue teams for your assistance to the quake-stricken people. We are saddened to know of the lives lost as we pray for the smooth recuperation of the affected residents and that such distressing conditions subside with our striving for greater consideration of all beings on earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Switzerland and Libya resume diplomatic relations. On Sunday, June 13th, Swiss Foreign Minister Micheline Camiré and Libya's Foreign Minister Moussa Koussa signed an agreement to normalize their country's ties. This followed the release of Swiss businessman Max Goldie from detainment and his departure to return home from Libya that day. Also agreed between the two nations was an action plan that included arbitration for swift resolution of any further diplomatic issues. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellencies, Switzerland and Libya, for your peaceful resolve. Wishing Mr. Goldie a warm reunion with loved ones and expanding cooperation between both countries as they resume harmonious relations.
Quay Festival 2010 celebrates the beauty of heritage and culture. One of the largest commemorative events in Âu Lạc or Vietnam concluded on Sunday, June 13th in Hue, an ancient capital and United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization or UNESCO World Heritage Site with a rich history of cultural tradition. This year, the 9-day festival welcomed more than 3 million visitors from 92 countries across the 5 continents with an impressive array of 70 performance groups from around the world. Included among the many events were the altar procession of Nam-myo, a spiritual tribute to heaven and earth, and the Royal Palace Night, held at the city's beautifully illuminated citadel. Also, the legend of the Perfume River offered a unique glimpse through time, as past kings' tombs and other relics could be viewed from a special royal boat accompanied by time-honored songs, dances, and poetry recitations. Available throughout the festival for visitors' enjoyment as well was Hue City's distinctive and widely available vegetarian cuisine, tastefully prepared and often presented in the royal imperial style. Our accolades and applause, Hue City Âu Lạc, for your commemoration of grace and culture that brings together people from all lands. May we all similarly unite through such timeless traditions and transcend all boundaries in beauty and peace.
India bans horse-drawn carriages in Old Delhi. The government has decided to eliminate a remaining 250 horse-drawn carriages from the heart of the city of Delhi. Although the carriages were once relied upon for daily use by local people, transportation such as the metro system now provides more humane and efficient alternatives for the metropolitan area's crowded streets. The government is offering support for the tongawalas or carriage drivers to be retrained as either street vendors or automated rickshaw chauffeurs. Our applause, Delhi government and India, for your considerate, caring decision. Wishing the drivers abundantly prosperous futures and that these and all equine friends may live the rest of their days in restful peace.
Save our planet. Current government emissions limit pledges put world on dangerous warming path. A new study from German researchers at organizations such as the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research has estimated global temperature increases based on the pledges of international governments to reduce emissions. Despite calls by small island nations for a limit of 1.5 degrees Celsius global temperature rise and even the Copenhagen Accord's establishment of 2 degrees maximum, the study's findings point to a devastating 3-degree increase in temperature. Potsdam Institute's Bill Hare stated, "The current pledges and loopholes give us a virtual certainty of exceeding 1.5 degrees, with global warming very likely exceeding 2 degrees and a more than 50% chance of exceeding 3 degrees by 2100.
According to environmental journalist Mark Linus, author of the book 6 Degrees Our Future on a Hotter Planet, a 3-degree temperature rise scenario includes super hurricanes destroying large cities, vast areas of Africa and Australia rendered inhabitable due to drought, massive carbon release from vegetation and soil, and the loss of the entire Amazon rainforest in uncontrollable firestorms. According to the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, the Earth has already heated up by 0.8 degrees Celsius since the start of industrialization, with accompanying sea level rise and accelerated loss of ice and permafrost. Scientists forecast that even a 1 to 2 degree warming would cause calamities such as the submersion of low-lying coastlines, heatstroke fatalities across Europe, and the extinction of at least a third of all species."
We appreciate the contributions of Dr. Hare and Potsdam Institute colleagues, Mr. Linus, and Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change scientists in helping us see the reality of the life-threatening perils we face. As we pray, your message awakens us to the importance of acting faster and with ever more focus to preserve lives on our planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has long urged world leaders toward the most necessary actions to avert planetary disasters, as in an October 2009 speech addressing government magistrates and judges in Mexico.
"At this most urgent time for the planet, I beseech your honorable graces to please help your country and our world spare lives from the impending global warming calamity. If you don't, there will be too massive a catastrophe, too immense a suffering upon people, families, the children, that our conscience might never be able to bear it. We eliminate most of the human-made greenhouse gases by simply adopting the animal-free, the vegan organic lifestyle. This also leads to considerable financial saving for world governments. We cannot wait for the sustainable energy and green technology to be available and used by everyone. It would be too late. We must become vegan to save our planet."
Save our planet. After a recent ascent of the Himalayan summit of Mount Everest, Omani mountain climber Khalid Suleiman Al-Siabi reports observing multiple avalanches daily, as well as rapid ice melt throughout the region, as he warns that global warming must be taken seriously.
Save our planet. The US Geological Survey creates a map of cover vegetation from consolidated ground and satellite surveys to better understand biodiversity, health, and climate change effects, with the goal of preserving flora and fauna.
Save our planet. In the northeastern USA, the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission calls for a 5-year ban on lobster fishing after finding that populations in some areas have dropped by 40% in less than a decade.
Save our planet. Signing a new eco-protection agreement with Norway, Indonesia pledges to safeguard 72.5 million hectares of forest and peatland from business development.
Father Reeves Munchak here, a vegan, with the vegetable tip of the day. Collard greens are a leafy plant and can be enjoyed steamed, boiled, lightly stir-fried, or in soups and stews. They contain phytonutrients which are believed to prevent cancer. In addition, this nutritious vegetable is a good source of antioxidants and calcium. When selecting, choose the ones that are firm and vivid in color. It is best to eat fresh, so they can be stored in the refrigerator for 3 to 5 days. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from the United Kingdom. A vibrant celebration of many cultures was held in Central Park in Chelmsford, United Kingdom. Called the Essex Global Gala, the event included music, dancing, storytelling, crafts, and more from different parts of the world, including Africa, Bangladesh, the Caribbean, China, India, Pakistan, and Poland.
And today's fair was so diverse. Mostly all the religions are here, all different kind of people, and that has made us really, really feel happy today. Our day has been absolutely brilliant. Our little message to the rest of the humanity is love each other, and the world is a great place to be in.
Our association members from Surrey, London, and Ipswich participated in this festive gathering, sharing information on the compassionate plant-based lifestyle, as well as distributing SOS flyers and DVDs. Complimentary vegan food samples were also offered, along with a list of supermarkets, health food shops, and internet sites where vegan protein can be purchased. In addition, several of Supreme Master Qinghai's books were on display, including The Realization of Health and Coloring Our Lives. Our United Kingdom Association members, Mr. Jericho Sunfire and Ms. Wan Shui, gave fun demonstrations on physical fitness and Tai Chi, highlighting the many health benefits of each. May the wonderful variety of traditions and cultures on our earth continue to be enjoyed and appreciated for eons to come.
In humanitarian news, Formosa or Taiwan provides solar lamps for Burkina Faso. As part of the Lamp for Africa project, photovoltaic power generating systems were placed in certain schools. In addition, each of the students received a light emitting diode LED kit, which contained a rechargeable battery that kept its power for 4.5 hours. This enabled the youngsters to recharge their lamps while at school and then use them in the evening at home. Our sincere appreciation, Formosa, for your caring endeavor. May your kind assistance enable many bright children of Burkina Faso to complete their educations and fulfill their dreams. Coming up, a family discovers the delights of the vegan lifestyle. We'll take a few moments in silent prayer for peace. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back. More celebratory news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, shining news for a radiant world. In veg news, an American family celebrates a birthday by trying the plant-based diet. In honor of her vegan daughter, Nicole's 16th birthday, Miss Donna Fish, her husband Michael, and daughters Lulu, 10, and Sophie, 14, of New York City, decided to follow an animal-free diet for 1 month. Miss Fish, a clinical social worker, is an expert on children and eating issues. She has appeared on television programs such as Weekend Today Show and Fox News Channel, among others. Of her adventure into veganism, she said, "I've discovered a world of delicious dishes and restaurants that formerly I would never have tried." Bravo, Miss Donna Fish, Michael, Lulu, and Sophie, for joining beautiful Nicole in her compassionate vegan diet. May more and more families take the animal-free pledge for healthy and harmonious living for ourselves and our planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more information, please visit
www.SupremeMasterTV.com/be-veg.
Please join us for a joke told in Xhosa, a language of South Africa, entitled The Lottery.
In unkosikazi ifika ekhaya imisa imoto endlalaleni phambi kwendlu ikhawulezile ingena endlwini iyamemeza sithandwa bhakisha impahla zakho yipi ndiwine iloto umyeni uyabuza ya yo kwaze kwaba mnandi ndibhekisha intoni impahla zaselwandle okanye ezasentabeni inkosikazi iphendula ikhwaza loo nto uyithandayo kuphelile ngathi
And now for a heartline from Niska and Ilona, who were presented in Niska, Painter of the Soul, on a journey through aesthetic realms.
To Supreme Master Qinghai, our deepest gratitude. Because of the wonderful work of Supreme Master Television, people from all over the world can freely access Niska's message of light as Painter of the Soul.
Thank you to the devoted volunteers who created this loving multilingual montage.
It is especially meaningful to raise global awareness that Niska is liberated from his Parkinson's tremors when he is painting.
It's a divine reminder that we are so much bigger than our bodies. All our blessings to continue sharing light and love. Niska
and Alona from Montreal, Canada.
Luminous Niska and Ilona, it is wonderful to hear from you. We are fortunate to be graced with Supreme Master Qinghai's holy presence on earth as she brings light, love, and goodness to our world. And following her caring guidance to air programs that uplift humanity, we were honored to present Niska and his heavenly artwork. May you always be protected in God's loving embrace.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May joy and harmony accompany your every moment.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Ghazni province in central Afghanistan, renowned for the beauty of its ancient cities, has begun work to reconstruct 10 historic monuments.
Sri Lankan President Mahinda Rajapaksa and Chinese Vice Premier Zhang Dejiang pledged to improve bilateral cooperation in the fields of economy, trade and culture.
A Greek team of medical specialists arrives in Gaza, Palestine, to train local doctors in state-of-the-art emergency medicine, as well as transfer patients in need to Greece and other countries for immediate care.
A study by Dr. Ki Sun, MD, and colleagues at Harvard University in the USA finds that daily intake of refined white rice increases the risk of type 2 diabetes, while regular consumption of its whole grain counterpart reduces it.
India announces a donation of $212 million for the construction of 50,000 homes for ethnic Tamils displaced by war in Sri Lanka, with funds to be dispersed directly to families through regional Sri Lankan banks.
Schengen, Luxembourg celebrates the 25th anniversary of the first adoption of the Schengen Agreement, which guarantees free movement between countries and now includes 25 European states.
Church members of the True Bethel Baptist Church in Buffalo, New York, USA, donate $8,000 for an irrigation system to help provide clean drinking water for the quake-affected Haitian people.
The Yemeni Red Crescent Society distributes food assistance, including rice, wheat, oil, and salt, to displaced war victims returning home to the Al-Makash region of Sadr City in Yemen.
Central Florida, USA's Polk County inmates tend to the needs of dogs and cats at a local shelter and are able to adopt one of the animals that they have cared for upon their release.
The US-based National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, reports successful results in testing a new early tsunami warning system based on real-time data from GPS measurements, saying that its full implementation could save many lives.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.